Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Play better and win games.
Byram up top for the one-timer. That one tips high up the bar, scores! Now the Sabres with a potential 2-on-1 with the speed of McLeod to the net, scores! Haskinen catches up, but so does Power to Thompson, scores!
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on the home of the Sabres, WGR Sports Radio 550.
All right, good morning. Jeremy and Joe with you. The Sabres win last night. DeAndre Hopkins has been traded to the Chiefs.
Fifth round pick. Cheaper than the two trades last week, but I don't think that's really that stunning because this season has not gone as well. And there's more of a question of whether he is shot, I think, compared to the other two. Certainly cheaper than if they had traded for Cup, I think.
Rappaport said Hopkins had been hot on the trade market. His name had been hot. I wonder if the Bill, had the Bills checked in there? Probably. They had checked in on Davante Adams. They would have probably checked in on DeAndre Hopkins. That sweepstakes or whatever has been a little quieter. And they end up with Amari Cooper paying a little more than what the Chiefs paid, which is good by me. But Matt Harmon already tweeting out like an X receiver outside ball winner for the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Something they needed. That's what the Bills got in Amari Cooper. So Jets, Bills, Chiefs. I'm just saying right now, Joe, if the Bills had not yet traded for Amari Cooper and I just watched the Chiefs make a trade for a receiver, I'd have been a little worried. We'll get to Brian Koziel in just one moment. First, we'll get you the stat of the day, though. The stat of the day is that Patrick Mahomes, touchdown passes through his first eight games of the season.
Yeah.
By year of his career. 18, 14, 15, 18, 17. Last year was 11. Mm-hmm. That was when their offense was broken, right?
Yeah.
This year, 6.
Wow.
A third of what he kind of normally has this time of year. Yeah, he needs help. So I don't see DeAndre Hopkins going to the Chiefs as like, oh no, it's a super team. Their offense has been a mess, and they desperately need help. Maybe more than the Bills needed help. So there you go. 803-0550, reaction to the DeAndre Hopkins trade, if you want it. We'll talk about it with Joe Marino coming up 7:30. Few quick minutes here with Brian Koziel. Sabres postgame host was there last night for the win over Dallas. Brian, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. I saw a lot of consensus that the second period might have been the best period the Sabres have played this year. A good opponent, a lot of pressure, and they build themselves a lead that they ultimately hold on to in beating a very good Dallas team.
I think it's definitely, you know, a fair point to make. I think that period was excellent. They had a penalty kill that they took care of early on, and then from that point forward, they were definitely the better team throughout that period. I think, you know, for what we kind of thought coming in with Dallas being so good, Jake Oettinger being essentially the best goalie in the NHL to start the season, statistical numbers are crazy in terms of just the some of the save numbers that they have on him. I was very impressed with what they did. And if you look at how they scored those goals, what is Lindy Ruff been stressing? Get around the net. Well, Peyton Krebs made a really smart play. He waited for that puck after it hit the crossbar to to come down low enough so he could swipe at it, didn't overreact, didn't panic of the fact that, like, oh, my God, I'm on the doorstep here with a chance, waited for it to come low enough so there wasn't any worry about a high stick. And then the McLeod play is just kind of really, really something that has been, I think, a nice surprise. I knew that Ryan McLeod was a fast player. We saw it at times during the couple of the preseason games. But his finishing ability has been as good as anybody on the Sabres. We know that's something that has really, really been lacking, that they, when they have opportunities, who's able to finish, and they, you know, we still have a handful of players that seem to be stymied in that area. But McLeod has been great. That whole play was kind of something that I feel like was what I really, like, last night I was wanting to talk about it. Like, power stretch pass. Power was excellent. First star, assisting on all the goals, three assists. Up to Zucker, who I think has been a pleasant surprise. His energy, his work ethic, all those things that Lindy is trying to get going with some of these other guys, like, he's been as consistent as anyone. And then he feeds McLeod perfectly, who finishes, who pulls away with the speed. So, you know, some of the acquisitions that Kevin Adams has brought in, we know it improved the third and the fourth line. Those guys, I think, are making a difference. I still think we know the top six is what it is. They're still inconsistent. There's still nights where they look like they're still the Sabres of last year, but at least from some of the newcomers, it's I think it's been a pretty good start for them so far.
Yeah, the ice time is starting to go the way, Brian, that the third line is maybe on par with the second line. They are also scoring more. That's kind of been the most amazing thing, I think, is that they're getting nothing from that second line, but the third line's doing their job. And also, every time the Thompson line was on the ice last night, I just felt like they were going to have a chance to score. So those two lines producing, I think, has maybe helped them not, you know, fall into a sinkhole here lately because the Cousins line can't score.
Yeah, I think, and Thompson seems to be really taking a mature leadership style approach this year. Every time he speaks, I feel like, okay, he sounds another year more like an NHL vet. He seems like he's got that more of a professional attitude. Not that he didn't before. I just think he sounds even more so like the role is there. I don't know if putting an A on his jersey is something that maybe he felt like, you know, now he's able to take that next step. But he's been excellent. Even in the games in Prague where everybody was pretty bad, like, I thought Thompson at least was noticeable in terms of scoring opportunity. He didn't finish any of them, but he was in the right spot to score and getting a little of that swagger back. The goal the other night in Chicago, I can't remember, maybe it was Chicago or Columbus, but where he used the defenseman as kind of a screen and then whipped that shot in real quick. Like, that's a goal that we remember him scoring from 2 years ago. And that season 2 years ago where we know they finished 1 point short, like, every time the Thompson line went out back then, we thought they were going to score. And you're starting to get that a little feeling of how they're dominating shifts. Paterka, obviously, has been excellent. Tuck's been very active offensively. So, yeah, that line has been really, really impressive. And, you know, we know still, even though the third line is starting to contribute scoring-wise, they still need that Thompson line to produce, for sure. So that's good. You know, last night, two special teams, they didn't lose. They lose the special teams battle virtually every game. I know last night they only had one try on the power play. It was better. It was maybe the best in terms of the fastest paced puck movement that I've seen on the power play. They got it to the interior. It wasn't just all perimeter passing around the sides. So I thought that looked better. So I agree with what Lindy Ruff said, that he liked the one power play. It was funny, as he walked out of his press conference, and Jeremy, I know you and I have texted a few times listening to Lindy this year, like, he's just, it sounds like Sabres postgame is supposed to sound now. Yeah. Hearing Lindy giving us, like, real analysis, something that we learn after each game, he's like, yeah, he's like, we'll get one by the end of the year. And, you know, obviously chuckles from the media in the room, thinking like, yeah, he knows the power play is what it is. But I thought at least for the one chance they had last night, it looked better. But the fact that Dallas didn't score on all three of their attempts, the penalty kill was excellent. So at least it was an even night special teams. They didn't go down there.
One thing about Lindy being different too, Brian, is, you know, in the last couple of years, it's been about developmental, like, bring these guys along. It's a young team. And Lindy is not afraid to just flat out say guys are missing chances, call them out by name, get after them a little bit. And if that's a form of accountability or whatever it might be, it's pretty clear he's just not afraid. I mean, he's got the credibility to do that, and whether that's talking about how Tuck's missed scoring chances or Cousins, you know, he's got to be better. I get the feeling that, whatever, that this group might be ready for that kind of treatment as well.
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, they, I don't know, coddled might be too soft of a word to use, but, like, there was this group. We know Don Granato, and even previously when some of them was here with the previous coach, like it was a lot of their learning. We know, you know, during the when they were in the race 2 years ago, they need to learn how to deal with pressure when they had that March slump, all these sort of things. And it carried over to last year. And the players were very vocal the day after Don Granato was fired. Look, we need more accountability. And, you know, part of that could be ice time. Part of that could be, like you said, calling them out publicly, knowing that they've got to get better with it. And the ice time factor, to me, is something that can now come into play. Obey Cobello's practicing, could be ready for Saturday. Zach Benson had a sit-down with Lindy Ruff yesterday, and Lindy's like, look, I just don't think you're all right now. And then, you know, essentially, Benson owned up to the fact of like, well, you know, not 100% sort of thing. So Benson didn't play last night. So, I mean, now you have Obey Cobello, who probably would go back in if healthy. Who knows how Zach Benson gets back in the lineup. I mean, you can't take Peyton Krebs out without he's been playing. That was, you know, to start the season, that was the guy that was on the outside looking in. I'm not interested in sitting out Yuri Kulik. I feel like I've seen some really good stuff from him in the handful of games that he's played so far. So, and we know he has the ability to score. So now Lindy has that, quote, good problem that the Sabres really have never had, is that he has that other card to play, too, that he can not only maybe have people accountable in practice or call them out necessarily publicly through the media, but now he also literally can take the game away from you, whether or not you play or not, because it, you know, when healthy, they now have some players that have earned ice time that maybe are going to have to wait their turn.
Brian Koziel, Sabres postgame host, wrapping last night. All right, Brian, Saturday, Detroit. Let's hope for a win, and thanks for a few minutes here.
For sure. Thanks, guys.
Brian Koziel. Sabres and Red Wings, Saturday afternoon. Hockey Halloween, black and red, different goal song, Blur song too,
yes.
Woohoo song.
Yeah.
So we'll step back into the black and red era.
I think he's going to scratch Quinn. That's the guy you scratch.
Yeah.
Brian's like, you're going to have to bench guys that have earned ice time. You don't have to. You could bench Quinn again. And he's already done that. Which stinks because he was such a high hope this year. But I mean, he is...
Not just a high hope this year.
He's obviously the 12th best forward out of 12.
He was high hopes last year to the point where when he missed the start of the season, they kind of thought that's why they were bad.
But what's weird about that is he had the Achilles injury in the fall, and last year when he did play his limited time on ice, he was number two on the Sabres in goals for per 60 minutes. He was number one on the team in expected goals for percentage amongst the forwards. His line when he was out there with Cousins and Paterka was the highest scoring line per 60 minutes last season. 19 points in 27 games. Like, he was good last year with the injuries.
Yeah.
And now he's just
kind of lost.
And slow. Yeah. Like, it's just, it's very weird to me. But I think he's the one you take out of the lineup, honestly.
803-0550. The NFL world reacting to DeAndre Hopkins.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
...to the Chiefs. A fifth that can become a fourth.
Yeah.
So the Chiefs are... A couple different ways to look at this. The Chiefs are unbeaten and just got DeAndre Hopkins. It's
yep.
not prime DeAndre Hopkins. The question is, how much does he have left? He went to Tennessee. There was, what, a courting of him by the Bills? They didn't land him. I don't know how much he's got left.
You know, I think he's got more left than what they had on the roster.
That's probably right. He's...
We thought Juju Smith-Schuster was shot, and he, like, had to play and had to get targets because they just didn't have anybody. So Hopkins can even be the shell of himself, and I think he's still probably their number one wide receiver.
Cooper is – not Cooper. Amari Cooper is 30. DeAndre Hopkins is 32.
Yeah.
And he's not been totally lost in Tennessee, but let's be real about what their passing game is. It's Will Levis, Mason Rudolph, and last year it was Will Levis as well.
He did have 1,000 yards last year.
With Will Levis.
With Will Levis. Like, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's not the 1,500-yard Hopkins that you're used to, but it was – 1,000-yard receiver on a team that didn't have a very good quarterback. So I think that'll be good for them. I think maybe there were more dangerous ideas. I don't think he's as good as Adams or Cooper right now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he's as good as Kupp at what he does, but he is where were they? Where were they at receiver? Look, knowing Worthy has his role. They don't. Worthy is just not right now capable, maybe never will be, of the full route tree X receiver, especially, right? When you're getting pressed to the line, like Worthy's 160 pounds. Like, he's never going to be able to play that role. So you can't really ask Worthy to do those things. Who's doing that right now for the Chiefs if it wasn't Hopkins? That Watson guy, right?
Yeah, right.
I never even remember.
Justin Watson?
Justin Watson. Like, they're nowhere. They're absolutely nowhere.
Right. They're an offense that's been built out of tight ends. And their offense is bad.
Their offense has been relying on Mahomes to run the ball. How'd they beat the Niners last week? Mahomes was making plays with his legs.
They've lost Pacheco, Hollywood Brown, Rice,
yep,
and
Juju.
Schuster.
Yeah.
Like, that's a big deal. So, I mean, they're relying on what? Samaje Perine and an older Kelsey.
Kareem Hunt, honestly. He just showed up off the street and has been their starting running back.
The thing about this trade, it doesn't – there's almost nothing the Chiefs can do that would scare me.
Yeah.
Because
– wait.
Yeah.
Because they already scare you.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm in a swimming pool and you're spraying me with a hose. Like, I'm already wet. Who cares?
You're throwing water balloons
at me. I'm not worried about this. I'm already in the pool. And with the Chiefs here, it's like, oh, they won two Super Bowls in a row. And even when they're not that good, they win. Their last two Super Bowls, their offense has been going in a downward slope, or whatever, downward trend. So here they're trying to rescue it because it's in such bad shape. Mahomes' 6 passing touchdowns is unheard of.
Mm-hmm.
More interceptions than passing touchdowns. His depth of target is the lowest it's ever been. His completion percentage is the highest it's ever been. Like, the Chiefs have been turned into dink and dunk. And the whole plan for the Chiefs this year was they're going to bring back the explosive play. That's what they drafted Worthy for. Not to be a gadget, but to be, here's our field stretcher, a full complement of receivers with Rice, Brown, and Worthy. Like, that's scary.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have that. They have Worthy and Hopkins now. Okay. Will they just find their way to the one seed again? I end up thinking so. Will the Bills beat them in the playoffs? I don't know. I'm not that scared by DeAndre Hopkins. Of course, I'm always scared by the Chiefs just as a concept. So, of course, we have to pay attention to this. I'm glad the Bills made their move for their receiver because they desperately needed it too. But today's not a day for me where I think, uh-oh, because the Chiefs would have to do more work to get to the version that I was scared of at the start of the season, which was Rice, Hollywood, Worthy. That threesome to me is a little bit of uh-oh. Right now it's Hopkins and Worthy. That's less. You know, they lost Rice. Hollywood Brown is, I think, pretty good. Maybe Hopkins is that replacement, and they still are without Rice. So I don't know if they're still in for more. The Cooper Kupp idea, the Bills don't need Cooper Kupp. I can't believe I'm saying that, but I don't think the Bills need Cooper Kupp.
They don't.
They have their Cooper Kupp. Khalil Shakir has the job, and he's good. I don't need Cooper Kupp. And if Coleman's going to continue to grow the way that he looks like he is, I think, like I said a little bit ago, thank goodness the Bills traded for Amari Cooper, because I've called off the dogs. I don't feel like I need help at receiver right now.
Yeah.
Who's their
Would they be better if they had Cooper Kupp, though? They don't need Cooper Kupp.
Sure. If they have Cooper Kupp instead of Curtis Samuel, maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not kicking anybody out, but
they don't need to make that trade.
I don't think they need to make the Cooper Kupp trade, no.
The Chiefs, I guess, the more, like, my first takeaway was, okay, good, they're not getting Kupp. Hopkins is going to play the X.
Mm-hmm.
Where was Rice playing? lot in the slot. A lot of the
stuff.
So
you think they
stuff.
Could still get Cooper Kupp?
Do they think Kupp is the Rice replacement? Do they think Hopkins is their Hollywood Brown replacement and they still would like to have a Rashee Rice replacement? Because they don't really... Hopkins maybe will... I don't know that they'll actually use him the same way. I shouldn't just assume that Tennessee lined him up in the same spots, out wide, X receiver for 2 years. He's very good at that. But maybe the Chiefs will use him differently. I don't know. Maybe they'll move him around more. Maybe they'll move him into the Rice spot and have him play in the middle of the field a little bit more. So we'll see how they use him. But that's why I was worried more about Kupp, is Rice was the player that was killing people. When they, last year, all the talk, which was true, that they were lacking at wide receiver last year, and they found a way to win the Super Bowl anyway. Remember that one big reason that they were able to get rolling at the end of the season offensively, even just a little bit, like they weren't a prolific offense, but what were they doing? They were getting the ball to Rice. Rice broke out at the end of last year. And him not being on the field, you could take your Chiefs team that found a way to win last year with no receivers and say, well, they have one less receiver. And Kupp, to me, just is the type of receiver that is playing the same types of spots and routes as Rice. And we were just talking about in the break, like, who would make sense for Kupp? Well, you might want a coach that you feel like would know how to use him. And I would have thought Andy Reid would have known how to use him. So maybe that still could happen. Hopkins, to me, is like, all right, good player. He helps them. I'm not terrified, though, of that. Kupp being in Kansas City would be the one that I would be like, okay, I'm a little scared of that.
How much Myles Garrett should we be watching? Myles Garrett is in the fourth year of a five-year deal. There's an out after this year. Like, if the Browns wanted to, it feels like they'd be nuts to do it.
Isn't he tougher to trade because he's like one of their best players in franchise history?
Yes, of course.
Like, Cooper is different because Cooper's only there for 2 years and they trade him away. You know, Garrett, I'm sure, means way more.
No, Garrett would be you trading them multiple high picks. Garrett would be, so Mike Jannetty of SpotTrack posted this last week.
He's only 28.
He's 28, and he's one of the best pass rushers in football, one of the best defensive players in football.
He might be one of the best pass rushers ever.
That's right.
Honestly.
That's right. Garrett, this year, you know how much money it takes? Cap space?
To do it right now?
Yeah. $800,000.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Very tradable.
Well, okay.
Very,
I didn't realize that.
Very tradable. This is a candidate, Garrett, for trade for him and then give him $30 million a year.
Yeah.
Do the Browns think they're not going to pay that? Because he'll be due a new contract. They would take some serious dead cap hits. But a team that wants to go after, listen, is there a team out there that values defensive end and chases them pretty hard? I mean, the Bills paid big money for Vaughn, and he was 30 at the time.
Well, right.
And here's, or was he older than that at the time?
He might have been older. He was like 30. I think 34, 33, maybe 33 when they traded.
Okay, well, Garrett's 28 and needs a new deal. And, yeah, I mean, he's 30.
Vaughn's 33.
Okay.
So Garrett's 5 years younger.
Garrett's 28. Does Brandon Bean want to spend two firsts to add Myles Garrett to his defensive end?
So I know it's expensive, but this GM has, I feel like, shown his hand. For 5 years, he has been wanting this player. He wants a stud elite number one pass rusher. He has put more assets into that position than any other. So I know it would be expensive. It would be two first round picks.
It would have to be.
But it's hard to not be interested because he's a first-team All-Pro 3 of the last 4 years. He's not had a season without double-digit sacks since, what, his rookie year? Where he only played 11 games and had 7 sacks, so he would have had 10 in that season, too. I think he's one of the best pass rushers ever. I mean, massive expensive, but I bet you he's thinking about it.
He is a game wrecker.
Yeah.
He is better than what you signed up to get for Vaughn.
Yes. I mean,
when you went for Vaughn, Myles Garrett in the NFL top 100 last year was ranked the fifth best player. And that is the number one defensive player ranking by the NFL players. He was ranked as the best player defensive. He's an NFL defensive player of the year. Like, I'm not here to tell you they should or they would or they'd pay all this. But like you said, they love the position. And if the Browns are thinking about that, then that's two first round scenario, two first round picks and extension, and add them to whichever team adds ultimately the best player in football defensively.
Yep.
Like that's, I don't know. We'll get to Joe Marino on the other side of the Locked On Bills podcast, get his instant reaction to DeAndre Hopkins to the Chiefs, thoughts on a Myles Garrett idea, and of course, the Amari Cooper effect. Look at the NFL, all these trades. Trading's way better.
Love it.
Love these trades. Good stuff. Jeremy and Joe on a Wednesday morning here. Sabres win. We'll recap that and again talk with Joe Marino when we get back on WGR.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.